I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on a Friday afternoon. But it's not just any old Friday, it's Valentine's Day. So, how are you paying tribute to your Valentine? Giving them a card? Posting on Facebook? Tweeting your love in 140 characters or less? Is the digital age affecting romance? Share your thoughts by calling 513-419-7100, emailing talk at WVXU.org, or let us know on Facebook or Twitter. Joining me to talk about love in the digital age is Lisa Marie Lucioni, a professor of communications at University of Cincinnati and founder and president of the Image Establishment. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition, Lisa Marie.
Mark, happy Valentine's Day to you and your listeners.
Well, thank you, and happy Valentine's Day to you too, Lisa Marie. Now, tell me, in this day and age when everyone has their face in a screen of one type or another, is romance and dating still alive?
Oh, very much still alive. In terms of the amount of people who are even seeking romance online, the numbers continue to proliferate. Interestingly enough to me, through my research, I discovered that men outnumber women in terms of seeking romance.
Well, it seems that the, you know, digital seems so impersonal. It's so easy not to really become involved in a conversation when you're, you know, in the digital realm. Am I just of an age where I can't appreciate the romance of texting and Twitter?
Actually, may I ask this, Mark, how old are you?
I'm a quinquagenarian, so I'm just entering my fifth decade.
Fair enough. I turn 45 this month, and I think the beauty of the digital age is that it provides more options to people to communicate a message. For example, I know a lot of my students, I teach at the University of Cincinnati, as you said, and my kind of like student demographic is between maybe 18 and 30. Occasionally you'll have non-traditional students. These, this crowd, this audience, the younger people, in contrast to us, I think are very digitally savvy, sending the text messages constantly, checking the email, posting on blogs, for example, posting to Pinterest. But it's just as if the beauty, again, is the option. If I wanted to get to downtown Cincinnati, I live, Mark, in Coleraine Township, I can get there in different ways. I can, well, this would be a long way. I could walk. I could take a bus. I could take my car. But I still get to the end result. I just get there in a different way. So text messaging and blogging and tweeting and sending emails are alternative perspectives. But then again, you've got the classic old school forms. You can call people on the telephone, and you can also send a handwritten thank you note. It depends on the relationship.
Well, as I was reading in an article where you were examining communications when it comes to Valentine's Day, you mentioned how each of these various forms of communication can mean a little something different. There's a difference between a handwritten note and a 140-character text.
You are so very true. I think, you know, ultimately, any message of love, appreciation, or acknowledgement is always appreciated. And interestingly enough, I think that, you know, when I was younger, I viewed Valentine's Day maybe more as a romantic holiday. I'm interested in how many other people still view it singularly in that way. I think we've kind of evolved, or many of us have evolved, to view Valentine's Day not simply from a romantic perspective, but also from a platonic perspective, a collegial perspective, a familial perspective. So again, it gives us more options to express appreciation for people. An email, a tweet, or a blog post, I think, would be more informal, although certainly it becomes more public. But sending the handwritten thank you note, I think just sends, and it could be I'm old school, but I don't think so. I think that it represents to the recipient of your handwritten card that you took the time to purchase the card, to write a message to them, to address the envelope, to stamp it, and send it through the mail. Something that might be of interest to you is that in one of my classes, students are required to handwrite 10 handwritten thank you notes. And I think at first there's some groaning and, oh, gosh, Professor Luchoni. But the students are seeing, as these notes are being disseminated out there through mail, the positive feedback. You know, they're writing their parents, they're writing their sisters and brothers, they're writing teachers, they're writing coaches, they're writing mentors, they're writing guidance counselors. And many of these people are contacting the students back, thanking them for sending them a handwritten thank you note. I think it's wonderful.
Wow. You know, I wonder, though, with social media and the like, when it comes to communications, do you have to be careful with those public expressions and professions of love on Facebook or other social media sites? Is there a danger in that form of communication?
I appreciate the question, and I would respond this way. This is, I think, a powerful communication principle that applies anywhere, especially, though, in a very public form of social media. And here it is. It's like it's hard sometimes to, I think, you know, act within this context, but consider communication is irreversible. Communication is irreversible. So once you post that declaration of love to somebody, it's out there. It's disseminating. It's proliferating. And it's not just one or two people who have access to that message. It's everybody within your social network. So if for some reason down the line things don't go well, well, then obviously then because of that former declaration posted for all to see, then, you know, people might have an awareness of where your relationship goes.
I was wondering, you know, and I see it happen quite often where it seems people are more willing to say something in a digital form that they might not say to someone in person. What can you do to make sure you are communicating the right message when you are writing your Valentine?
Yeah, I think oftentimes when we want to communicate a message, we feel a sense of urgency to communicate right then, in that moment, in whatever form of communication transmission we have. I'm sometimes shocked and dismayed. I like to read on the internet to keep current. You know, you have to in the classroom. Students really know what's going on out there, and you have to be current as well. I'm shocked and saddened sometimes by even the discussion forum comments. You know, I think because people can hide behind the anonymity of the internet, and they don't have to post their picture, and they don't have to post their full name. Some websites are now changing that, where you have to officially register your name, possibly your picture. And I like that because it allows more accountability for what it is you are putting out there into the public realm.
Well, thank you for the tips, and I love it. Communication is irreversible. I think that's a good rule of thumb to use on this Valentine's Day. And is there anything else that we should be careful of on this Valentine's Day? We have just a few seconds left. Anything you want to make sure people do a good job of communicating on this day of love?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, I went to class yesterday and I asked all of my students, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? And while I spoke to approximately 100 people, I can tell you, Mark, that everybody had a different answer. And I think what that communicates, some people don't plan on celebrating. Some people are celebrating with their friends in a non-romantic way. Some people are going at the cool, you know, the classic, well, I'm going to cook for my girlfriend or my boyfriend. I'm going to take them out, my significant other. And it's like, I love that people are celebrating this day in a way that is customized and appropriate and relevant for them. But so that was nice to know. And indeed, I discovered through two of my students who are global that Valentine's Day are celebrated even in Sweden. Sophia Langenius told me that. And then Cynthia Reinecke, who is from Germany studying at the University of Cincinnati, mentioned that Valentine's Day is also celebrated there. Although, interestingly for our listeners today, I understand from these two women that it is more, and while it's celebrated, it's probably more for closer people, more intimate, as opposed to, I think, here in the United States, where, again, we've kind of broadened the definition of Valentine's Day, and we act as we want with the people we wish to convey the sentiment to.
Well, Lisa Marie, thank you, and happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, one more happy Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Lisa Marie Lucioni, a professor of communications at the University of Cincinnati. You can learn more about her and the image establishment at our website, wvxu.org.